Falling Cow Productions Falling presents, Cow Productions presents
anybody's, guess. Anybody's Guess. Anybody's Guess. Anybody's Guess.
I know that TGIF is a cliche, but it's a cliche because it works, you know? Thank goodness, or gosh, or God, or Ganesh, that it's Friday, or Gandalf, if you like Lord of the Rings. Hello, this is Shambles, and welcome to Anybody's Guest, episode number 39, I believe. I always say I believe because I never know exactly what I'm going to do with these. And if something else is going to take over my attention before I actually get around to releasing the episode that I'm actually recording at the time. But, yeah, I'm about 85% sure this will be episode 39. And if it's a later episode, don't worry about it. I didn't say anything. So I just got out of work. It's Friday afternoon, about 4:30. It's the first Friday of November. It's November 4th. Yesterday I recorded episode 38. I know for sure that'll be episode 38 because I finished compiling it yesterday. All I have to do is type up the notes and get it onto archive.org for that'll be the second episode of November. I went through a little bit of a lull toward the end of October. You notice there was a kind of a gap between a couple of the episodes of like about 6 days, I think. It was like a 6 day gap. And that's okay. I'm not forcing myself to release episodes on a certain schedule. You know, if I don't get one out every 3 days, then there's going to be trouble. No, it's going to be. Then when I do get around to doing another episode, like the one I released was a Halloween episode, and it was a couple hours long, if I remember right, a little over 2 hours even. And so I just want to do this on a leisurely basis, just whenever I want to do these, and when I get onto it, I'll record a little bit. Some of these I'm recording a little here and there, and then I'll compile them later, and then I'll usually be surprised about how long they end up being. Like yesterday's, I thought was going to be about maybe a half hour, and it turned out to be a full hour, or a little more even. I think it came out like an hour and 8 minutes or something. I'll have to type up the notes and time it out and just check to make sure how long the file is. We got a little bit of rush hour going on here. Hard to get through, but my current destination is the Bloomington Library. About a week or two ago, I put a hold order for the DVD set of season 2 of How I Met Your Mother, which Annie and I saw the first season of it. We've seen episodes here and there in syndication, and we're also following the new ones, and it's one of those we can just kind of dip into whenever we want. It's not like Lost, where if you don't see them in sequence, you're going to be in trouble, or you know, like that kind of thing. We can just kind of dip in and out wherever we want to. But like I said, we rented the first season, and I knew from the computer at the library, from the display on there, that that they had the second season, but it always seems to be out. So Annie finally said, you know, instead of just doing a trial and error thing and checking back, why don't you just put your name on a hold? So I was like, damn it, woman, that's a great idea. So that's what I did. And I got an email today to say that that says that it's on hold for me at the library, and it's been returned or whatever. So we'll probably fly through that series like we did with the first season. That was one of those shows that I had never really seen much of it, and I knew that there were people on it that I knew of, like Jason Segel and Allison Hannigan and Neil Patrick Harris were the ones that I had knowledge of, and I didn't really know. I hadn't seen anything with Colby Smothers. God, I can't think of her last name exactly. She's Taryn Killam's wife, though. I know that. Taryn Killam from Saturday Night Live. And I hadn't seen anything with the guy that plays Ted, the young Ted. I can't even think of his name at all. But, of course, I had seen Bob Saget in who does the adult Ted narration. I had seen Bob Saget in Full House, which, God, I can't believe I ever watched anything of that show, because now if we accidentally run across it in reruns, I just, blech. Anyway, doesn't matter, not important. So, but, you know, so I rented, like, the first DVD of the first season, and I'm like, you know, I came home, like, Annie, I rented this, you know, you want to try an episode or so and see if we like it? Sure, and we watched, like, that disc had 8 episodes on it, and we watched them all, like, that night, you know, and so just kind of flew right through them, and it was hilarious, and I think it's a very strong series. I love the characters on it. At first, I thought that Lily, which is Allison Hannigan's character, was my favorite. Now I still love her. I think she's very funny and you know, very gorgeous and all that. I really like Marshall, which is Jason Segel on there, because he's arguably the most compassionate person on the show, character on the show, the most kind-hearted. He's you know, in a way, he's headstrong, and at the same time, he believes in things that a lot of people think are ridiculous, like he believes in ghosts, which immediately, I've spoken about ghosts on the show a couple times, and I'm sure I will continue to do so, and, you know, that's one of those things that really interests me, and Loch Ness Monster, and he's like, he believes all the legends and the, you know, these mythological creatures and stuff like that, and all the about space aliens and all that, and so I just really admire his character. Neil Patrick Harris's character of Barney is great too, and consistently hilarious. You would never know that Neil Patrick Harris is gay from the way that Barney carries on. it's a brilliant characterization. I mean, it's just absolutely brilliant. And you know, and then also, of course, both Ted and Robin are cool too. I kind of prefer to call her Shabotsky. That's just kind of a cool name, even though I know, you know, even Barney doesn't seem to really call her that in the more recent episodes. But, you know, Shabotsky is kind of it's just a fun name. Fun thing to say, and so it's just what's this guy doing? All right, I'm pulling into the parking lot at the library, and there's somebody that's just sitting right in the middle, right where I need to be. Okay, please move. It's in the lane of traffic here. Come on, you should either get a parking space or you should move on. This lot has got very, very clear arrows marked out, and people consistently drive through here in the opposite of the way that they're supposed to go. They'll drive against the arrows, and it drives me insane. Okay, this person is still sitting here at this little stop sign. What is she doing? Alright, no worries, no worries. This little space. I won't have to follow her anymore. It's kind of a tight squeeze for my minivan, but I'll get in there alright. Okay. Somebody in the van right next to me on the laptop. And they are probably on the Wi-Fi. It'd be cool if she was... Because sometimes that's how I upload my shows. We don't have internet at home right now. And it's probably a good thing because we have a 5-year-old daughter named Jackie. And I think if we had internet at home, she would just be using it constantly. So it's kind of a good thing right now that it's just kind of a more of a rare situation, like when she's at my mom's house, you know, go to grandma's, get on the computer. grandma's computer is cooler than ours because she can get on the internet, and that's fair enough. I think it's just fine right now. Don't need the kid to get into too much online because it's you know, we'd have to watch her like a hawk if she was on there because you never know what you're gonna fall into because she's learned what Google is. you know, how to type things into the search engine, and sometimes you run into things that you didn't expect if you type in certain things, and we don't need that, and we certainly won't let her get onto social media sites, like no Facebook for a very long time. So anyway, alright, I'm gonna go on in. Come on in with me. Let's claim the How I Met Your Mother Season 2 DVD set. In an earlier episode, a ways back, where we made a little library trip. Continue in that vein. There's a slip of paper, my pickup notice. Make sure I have that on hand. Oh, it's kind of warm out now. I'm gonna ditch this coat. I have my big, long, floppy coat on, and it's warmer out than I thought it would be at this point. You're in Central Illinois. Apparently it's supposed to get into the 60s by Sunday. It'll be pretty nice. A last hurrah, a little Indian summer. Parked a little bit crooked, but it's still within the lines. This was a hold order that I had in. Do I need to give this back to you?
How does that work? Take it. Yep, okay. That's fine.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Oh my god. Just wait a second. I'm always amazed. People bring their kids in here, and I'm always amazed by how strict some of these parents are with their kids for no apparent reason. You might have heard, these were the people that were waiting just behind me. There was a mother and kid, and the kid was, I don't know, about 8. And he was just looking at the bookmarks. You know, they have like a big display of like free bookmarks, like 5 or 6 different kinds. You can take one, it's fine. And they were borrowing DVDs. They had like three DVDs in their hands. And this woman says to her kid, she goes, just something like, put those back. We're not getting any books, so put those back. It's like, the bookmarks are free, lady. Oh, God. There was one time when there was a kid that was in the little play area. And Jackie was there at the same time playing. And so, you know, everything looked like it was just fine. And the kid asked for something. And the mother was just like on the parent computer. And she was like, whatever. And he asked something else, like, can I get a book or something? And she's like, I'm busy. And he asked again, can I get a book? Asking for a book. Books are good things. And she says, no, we're going home. And he's like, why? Because you are acting up. The kid wasn't even acting. I'm like, oh my God. So they left. There's another family that whenever they're in there, there's been a couple times, I guess. Like, I encountered them once, and Annie had already seen them there a couple times before, that this woman is just, you know, was like growling at the kid, and for no apparent reason. And she like Annie actually mouthed to the kid, I'm sorry, you know, like, I'm so sorry, I wish there was something that I could do to help you, but your mother's a bitch. Sorry, buddy. So, and of course, you know, how's a 4-year-old going to understand that? And when he gets to be about 10, he might understand that. Pulling out of the lot now. I've got my How I Met Your Mother Season 2. See how many of these episodes Annie and I watch tonight. Oh, this is with the Marshall and Lily's wedding. Yeah, Ted's romance with Robin heats up. But is she really the one for him? Well, nope. We know that because in the first episode, adult Ted told the kids, that's how I met your Aunt Robin. So we know from the very start, pilot episode, that they don't get together. Or they get together, but not in a permanent sense. I'm going to pull them out of here. They tend to fly out of here, and apparently that doesn't matter. You know, they can get in the way, and pedestrians. Some pedestrians. Obviously, I can't say all pedestrians because sometimes I'm a pedestrian. But they feel like they're invincible. They're not going to get hit. They're not going to get killed. It's frustrating. Alright, so on our way back. So last episode I talked some about Fallen Cow Productions as a whole. One thing I missed. Yeah, go on ahead, buddy. There you go. One thing I forgot about was the Fallen Cow commentaries, which is sort of an aborted project at the moment. I was planning on doing a bunch of these things, like do a commentary on a fan commentary on a movie, and just release it. You know, there are various other fan commentaries out there of different things. And my wife and I did one a few months ago on National Lampoon's Vacation, which remains by far the most downloaded item on Fallen Cow Productions on Archive. And so I'm trying to turn left on a really busy street here, so this might take a little while. That's all right. Yeah, dude, go ahead and spit on the ground. It's fine. I gotta tell you guys this. This is quite a while back, but I was filling up my tank with gas one time, and there was this dude. There was this. Oh, he's probably about 20, and he was walking along, just grooving to his music on the headphones, and you know, it was kind of a windy day. He was just walking along the sidewalk, and he spit to look all cool and stuff, and the spit blew right back into his face. It was hilarious. I'm like, I got to see it. It was such an amazing moment. But so, I called the commentary of National Lampoon's Vacation Fallen Cow Commentaries number one. And I have not done a Fallen Cow Commentaries number two. I'm not going to rule out the idea of doing one at some point, but I just haven't. Annie and I have recorded just our little comments here and there, just random comments while watching certain shows sometimes, just because it's fun. And later it's kind of fun to hear what we said when we first saw certain things. I do have one that I need to go back and listen to. If it's if I find it up to snuff, then I'll release it as a Fallen Cow commentary. But it's two episodes of Star Trek The Next Generation. There was Elementary, My Dear Data, and The Outrageous Okona. And I remember it as being really funny. The track goes about 90 minutes long because it's two episodes. And two episodes of a Star Trek show. And but I need to listen to it to see if it holds up to my memory or not. But anyway, so anybody's guess, the show. We're up to episode probably 39. So I've just kind of started doing. I haven't had an overarching plan for how to do these things. I just kind of gone one by one, and I have them all in a list, like in a Word document. That every time I release one, I'll put on the list. You know, anybody's guess number, so-and-so. I'll put the title. I'll put the length, how long that episode was, and the date of release. And I was just kind of looking through these to see kind of what I've got out there. And I seem to have a few different kinds of shows that I've been releasing. One kind is just a standard kind of long-form monologue format, kind of like what I think of as Rampler style or Overnightscape style or Gene Shepherd style, like that. And that's like this episode you're listening to now is pretty much in that vein. I think that's the majority of the episodes are like that. You'll also find there are certain episodes, and I've been doing them more lately, which are like kind of a long-form field recording. And you know, I guess I don't really feel the need to set them up. I started off doing that. Like I'd record some stuff and I'd kind of talk about what, you know, what you're about to hear. And I kind of stopped doing that. You know, now I pretty much just leave it to the show notes and to the discerning ear. And I think it's I think those are turning out pretty well. My favorite of those so far is Mall Crawl, which I think was about episode 26 or 27. It was the first one of October, anyway. I think, yeah, I'm pretty sure it was 26. And it was just my wife Annie and I wandered around the mall and wandered around Walmart. And that's basically what it is. And it goes over 2 hours long. That Halloween episode goes about a little over 2 hours long. I've got one from my friend Tony's parents' cookout, their family cookout, that goes about an hour and a half. And, I've got a couple of more that I've held on to because I need to get around to typing show notes for them, and then I'll be releasing those. I'm hoping to get those both released in November. I've got the Fall Festival one from Atlanta, Illinois, which is my hometown. That runs like 3 hours, and I've been talking about here on the show off and on originally the footage is like, the long form of the footage is 4 hours and 45 minutes, and I've whittled it down to 3 hours, and I think I'm just going to let it, leave it be at that. I redid the whole thing to change the theme song. I actually had the original theme song on it, and I just redid that the other night to put this new theme song on it, the Ghost Hand Punch song. And so that's another kind, and I've also got the compilation ones, which I've done a small handful of, 3 or 4 of them. Where they're like compilations of different things. It's the Radio Free Shambles episode, which is kind of an eclectic mix of different things that I found, like, within Creative Commons and public domain kind of stuff. I've got one that out there from I did in September, which is an old-time radio showcase, and I've been meaning to do another one of those soon. Actually, it would have been good to do a Jack Benny one for episode 39, because he always used to say that he was 39 years old. He's like, I'm 39 again, you know. He'd like in his 60s and still saying he was 39. A little too late for that now. Well, maybe not, but I'll go ahead and release this one instead. What else? There was also one I did, which was just a kind of a sound collage of different short bits that I had that we were just collecting up on my laptop. It's about a half hour long. So that's the basic kinds of episodes that I've done so far. And I'm sure there'll be maybe other kinds come up as time goes on. So I don't necessarily have any plans to do more or less of any of those formats. What you're going to hear is kind of same old of different things. You know, I think the format that I have in place for the show lends itself well to that, because you know, I mean, the title is anybody's guess, so it can be anything that I want, and the only limit is my own imagination and my own means. And if you don't like a certain episode, sorry, but I'm hoping you'll like the next one. You know, if you don't like your drink, the next one will taste better, you know, that kind of thing. So it's you know, it's my creative outlet for just kind of what I want to do, what I'm doing these days. And so I think it's going to be very interesting going back to these a couple years from now. And because I've already forgotten some of what I put into the first few episodes, and you know, I have all the show notes in a Word document, along with the Word document of just the titles. I'm a geek. And I look through those and I'm like, wow, really? I mean, some of them I remember, but then I'll be like, did I actually talk about Horrible Bosses? did I put this or that song on there? And I'm thinking of doing a show soon that'll be just music, just like Creative Commons music, and that's it, nothing else. I'm thinking of doing a couple of more old-time radio shows. I have the Star Wars series that I've started, and I can't leave it with just Phantom Menace. That can't be the only episode that I do. So you'll be hearing the Attack of the Clones one soon. I think I said in a previous episode that it would be early November, and yeah, that's what my plan is. So what else did I want to do? I was going to be documenting my National Novel Writing Month, but I decided not to do that project, so nothing to document there. I just have various other ideas for stuff that I want to tackle. You know, I have a lot of stuff that I want to do. I just did an episode here with this. It was complete spontaneous. I thought, well, you know what? I'm going to... I have a little bit of time here, because it'll take probably about a half hour to get to the library and back, so might as well do a show. And I didn't really know what I was going to talk about, but I think it'll come out all right, just from listening to myself talk, just kind of extemporaneously, just kind of on the cuff, off the cuff. on the cuff, something like that. So, who knows what the hell I'm going to come up with? I mean, I don't know. Bye.